Welcome to Reformation Platform Ministry. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please listen with your heart as the servant of God brings forth the Word of Life.
Turn to the next part of our teaching. What is the kingdom of God? And if you remember, I said the kingdom of God is the future reign, the permanent reign, the eternal reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was where I stopped in the first session. So now I'm going to be talking on the earthly reign of our Lord Jesus Christ over a theocratic kingdom. Before I explain this reign, it's important for me to explain what happens at the second coming when the Lord enters our atmosphere. You know, when the spirit realm collides with the physical realm. Because the Bible spoke a lot about it in the prophecies by the servants of God who lived then. I mean the prophets of old. So it's only after we have dealt with that I can now talk about what will this earthly reign look like and all of that, okay? When the Lord Jesus returns to this earth with us, we his saints, his very coming into the hemisphere of this planet will cause violent cataclysmic, seismic, cosmic, climatic, topographical, and luminary changes. I'll explain them one by one. In Zechariah 14:5, scriptures say, "You will flee by the valley of my mountains, for the valley," I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, "for the valley of the mountains will reach to Azel, and you will flee, just as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones," that is the believers, "and the angels, they will all come with him." Amen. Now, because, you know, I'm trying to paint a very clear and very simple to understand picture for you to understand, okay? In Revelation chapter 19, remember that the Lord Jesus was on top of a horse. And he was talking about the armies of heaven were with him. All the saints who had already been raptured, it's now time to come and take the kingdom. So all the saints and all the billions of angels. Do you get the idea now? Their coming will coincide with the peak of the 7 years of tribulation, which is the Battle of Armageddon, when all the armies of the world will come to fight Israel. Okay? You know, Israel too does not believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Up to now, they don't believe. And they won't believe until the second coming. Because every eye will see him, particularly Israel. He said, "And those who pierced him," who are the people that pierced him? It is Israel now that said that he must die. Then they will mourn. Because they will find out that they never believed in the suffering Messiah. They were looking for a conquering Messiah. So a conqueror will come. Amen. And they will weep, but they will all be saved. That's now when, because of that, their salvation and so that belief in him, they will be saved. But that's after suffering through 7 years of tribulation. And more than 2/3 of them wiped out. Okay? Just like the rest of humankind also. Because all manner of horrible things will be happening. Okay? Now, the only one I'm talking about is just when that point that he comes in. What will happen? Like I said, his very entrance, because he will come on horseback. Horse from heaven. What kind of horse is that? And not just him alone, all of us, and then all the angels also. But he and his saints will be on horses. I don't know if the angels will be on horses or they will just simply fly. I don't know. His very coming into our hemisphere will cause violent cataclysm talks about, you know, when there's so much upheaval, okay? That, you know, when earthquake mixed with storm plus thundering and lightning and all the rest of them. That's cataclysm. In fact, when he comes in, it will be at that point when all the armies are about. So, in fact, when they just finish capturing the city, but they've not finished killing all the people. You understand? That's the point when, you know, that point when you know that you are now victorious. It's just for you to wipe them off and then everything can start. You know, you know your permanent rule can start. That's when it will appear in the skies. Do you remember that he ascended from Mount of Olives? He will stand upon Mount of Olives. That scripture I read for you in Zechariah 14:5. Eh? It's because he will stand upon Mount of Olives. And Mount of Olives will quake and it will split into two. So there will be a valley in between. Okay? So the people who are about to be wiped out, the Israelites, can now flee through that valley. And then now, since a new army has arrived now, the fight is supposed to continue. Except that, how do you fight your maker? You know? Later, I don't know whether today, several places in scripture also explains how they will die. Different means. Armies will have eyes rotting in their sockets, tongues rotting in their mouths. You know, they will be thrown into panic and start killing themselves and all of that. You know, there will be no fight that, you know, people have, no. They will just be wiped out. You know, and they will be in their tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, because I'm talking of all the armies in the whole world, you know, all the nations of the world. Imagine when all of the armies come together to attack one city, you understand, and they will all be wiped out. So the Lord, who is coming with this army, his own saints and all the angels. I'm sure you know all the angels outnumber all the men, but you don't know that. The angels are in billions, so, and they have there's no number in scripture for them. Okay? So, of course, they will take over the kingdom. Now, I've explained cataclysmic, seismic. Seismic particularly talks about earthquakes. Do you understand? The tectonic plates and all of those things. Because when Jesus comes in, there won't only be seismic changes like earthquakes. There will even be cosmic changes. I'm talking about the universe and particularly this galaxy. Do you understand? That one too will go through change. Okay? Then I will give you scriptures. I just want to read it first. So when we're now reading through scripture, it's easy. Okay? Because I still have so many things to talk about and I don't want to get bogged down. Then there will be climatic changes. The climate too will change. Amen. It won't just be, you know, very hot, very cold. No. Even the desert will become gardens. And there will be springs in the desert. Just by its coming, no. It hasn't done anything. It just came. There will also be topographical changes. Places that are mountains will be lowered and become valleys. Then, particularly around that Israel. Then, Jerusalem city. Not New Jerusalem. This city of Jerusalem. You know, it's already built on seven mountains. It will even be elevated further as a mountain. And then the hills around it will be lowered to become plains, okay, such that the city can be seen hundreds of miles ahead. You know, when people are coming to the place now, because, you know, everywhere is now lowered, but that one is a city, or plain, that one is a city, so you can easily see the city from afar. And then there will also be luminary changes. Luminary talks about lighting. Okay? That particular one simply means the night, by evening, on the day it comes, there will still be light. Night will be around 12 o'clock, around this time. This will be night. But day will be the brightness of like seven times the brightness without heat. So that is it. So that was all of what I've said. Let us see it in the Bible. Is it not right that way? So because that's not what I'm talking about, I still want to talk about the earthly rain. This is just his arrival. You understand? Do you get what I'm trying to say? So all of us will help me to read the different Bible verses that I will be calling, okay? Somebody should go to Matthew 24, 29 to 30. Somebody else, go to Zechariah 14, 1 to 5. Somebody else, go to Zephaniah 1, 14 to 18. Somebody else, Joel 2, verse 30 to 31. Somebody else, Isaiah 13, 6 to 15. Somebody else, Isaiah 2, 10 to 11. Then 18 to 21. Somebody else, Jude 1, 14 to 15. And finally, somebody else, Isaiah 24, 17 to 23. Who is reading for us? Matthew 24, 29 to 30. Immediately after the tribulation
of those days,
you can sit down. The sun will be darkened. And the moon will not give its light.
And the stars will fall from heaven.
I was talking about cosmic changes and cataclysmic changes, yes?
And the powers of the heavens will be
shaken.
Then will appear in heaven the signs of the Son of God.
That's when it will appear in the heavens.
And then,
okay? The signs of the Son of Man. This is Jesus himself talking. Yes?
And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn.
And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. Because every eye will see him.
And they will see the Son of Man.
And they will see the Son of Man.
Coming on the clouds of heaven.
Coming on the clouds of heaven.
With power and great glory.
With power and great glory. Amen. Who is reading Zechariah 14, 1 to 5?
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh.
And thy
spoil shall be divided in the midst of
you. When the spoil taken from you, Jerusalem, will be divided in your midst.
I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem.
Because I will gather all the nations of the world against Jerusalem.
To battle.
And the city of Jerusalem will be captured. And the houses will be plundered.
And the women
will be raped. And half of the city would have been taken as prisoners.
And the residue of the people shall not be executed.
But the rest of the people will not be executed. Because it was at that point when they wanted to execute them that something will happen. Yes?
Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations.
That's when the King of Kings and the God of Armies will go out and he will say it's time to fight to all the armies of the nations. Yes?
As when he fought
in the day of battle. I don't know how many of you have seen this scripture before where God was threatening and he said, if I unsheath my glittering sword. I used to ask myself, when he unsheathed his sword, who will stand to fight him? Because they cannot win. Yes?
And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives.
Remember that he ascended from the Mount of Olives and the disciples were looking up. Then two angels told them, Men of Israel, why are you looking up? This same Jesus, he will return in the same way you see him ascend. If you are reading Acts 2, you will see it from verse 11 upwards. You see it there. So after it said that they return from the Mount of Olives with joy. So he will return to that same Mount of Olives. Yes?
Which is before Jerusalem in the east.
Which is before Jerusalem on the east.
And the Mount of Olives shall flee.
And the Mount of Olives will be split in half. From the east to the west. Yes.
And there shall be a very great valley.
Yes.
And half of the mountain shall move towards the north.
And half of the mountain shall move towards the north.
And half of it towards the south.
And half of it towards the south.
And you shall flee into the valley.
And you will flee into the valley
of the mountains.
For the valley of the mountains
will reach unto Azel.
And yes, yes.
And the Lord my God shall come.
And then the Lord my God will come.
And all the saints.
Can you see that now? Are angels ever called saints? No, it is saints that are called saints. And all the saints, all the holy ones with him, that is the believers and all the angels, they will come with him. Okay? Thank you for that. Who is reading Zephaniah 1 verse 14 to 18? Zephaniah 1, 14 to 18. I know I'm calling some places you have never visited before in the Bible. Zephaniah 1, 14 to 18.
The great day of the Lord is near.
The great judgment day of the Lord is near.
It is near.
Near.
And hastily great.
And coming very quickly.
Even the voice of the day of the Lord.
Listen, the voice of the day of the Lord. That is the day that the warrior will cry out bitterly.
Sorry,
because he will be unable to fight or even to flee. Yes? Warriors.
That day is
a day of the outpouring of the wrath of God. It's a day of trouble. And a day of distress. A day of destruction and devastation.
And
yes.
A day of darkness.
A day of darkness and gloom.
And gloominess.
Yes.
A day of clouds and thick darkness.
A day of clouds and thick darkness.
A day of the trumpet.
A day of the trumpet.
An alarm against the fenced cities.
And the battle cry of invaders against fortified cities.
And against the high towers.
And against the high corners of the towers.
And I will bring distress upon men.
And I will bring distress upon men. Now, CEO is talking about how they will die. One of the ways here. Because this Zephaniah talks about it. It's also in some places in the book of Revelation. Yes?
And that they shall walk like blind men.
So that they will walk like blind men, unable to find a way of escape.
Because they have sinned against the Lord.
Because they have sinned against the Lord.
Their
blood will be poured out like dust and trampled underfoot.
And their flesh as the dung.
Yes.
Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath.
Their money will not be able to rescue them on the day of the Lord's indignation and wrath.
But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy.
But the whole earth will be consumed in the fire of his jealous wrath. You are reading up to verse 18, Abi? Okay. For he shall make a full and complete end, indeed a terrifying one, of all the inhabitants of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Joel 2, 30 to 31.
And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke.
Mm.
The sun shall be turned to darkness,
mm,
and the moon to blood, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
Please, hold on. One person should stay with them. The rest of them should come out. Please, can you repeat it again?
30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and columns of smoke.
I will show signs and wonders, display my power in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and columns of smoke.
The sun shall be turned to darkness.
The sun shall be turned into darkness.
And the moon into blood.
And the moon into blood.
Before the great and awesome day of the Lord.
Before that, the great and terrible day of the Lord. Amen. No, it's just 30 and 31. Isaiah 13:6 to 15. This is another long description of that day. Isaiah 13:6 to 15. Wail. What does the meaning of the word wail? Wail, wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty.
Therefore, shall all hands be faint.
That is, when you say Almighty, we are talking about the all-sufficient one, the invisible God. Therefore, all hands will fall limp. There will not be power in them. And every man's heart will melt.
And they shall be afraid.
Day of Babylon will be shocked and terrified.
And sorrow shall take hold of them.
Pains and anguish will grip them.
They shall be in pain as a woman that
travails. They will be in pain like a woman in childbirth.
They shall be amazed at one another.
They will stare aghast and horrified at one another. Their faces aflame from the effect of the unprecedented warfare.
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh.
Listen carefully. The day of the Lord is coming.
Cruel.
With wrath.
And
raging anger.
To
make the land a horror of devastation.
It shall destroy its sinners thereof.
And it shall exterminate its sinners from it. Can you see that? The stars. I hope you know that the sun is also a star. Huh? They will not give their light on that day. Yes?
The sun shall be darkened.
The sun will be dark when it rises.
And it's going forth. And it's going forth.
Yes. You know, sun came out and it will be black. There will be no sunlight. Yes?
And the moon shall not cause her light to shine.
And the moon will not shed its light.
And I will punish the world for their evil.
In this way, I will punish the world for its evil.
And the wicked for their iniquity.
And the wicked for their wickedness, their sin, their injustice, their wrongdoing.
I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease.
I will also put an end to the arrogance of the proud. And I will abase the arrogance of the tyrant.
I will make a man more precious than fine gold.
Now, look at part of what's going to happen. By the time of the day of the Lord, human beings will become scarce. You know, now we are like 7 billion, Abby. The amount of people that will die in the 7 years of tribulation leading to this Armageddon, will be so much that man will be so scarce. That is, I will make mortal man more rare than fine gold. How scarce is gold? So you can imagine when men are scarcer than gold. Yes?
even a man than the golden word of Ophir.
And mankind scarcer than the pure gold of Ophir.
Therefore I will shake the heavens and the earth.
Therefore I will make the heavens tremble.
Shall remove out of her place.
And the earth will be shaken from its place.
In the wrath of the Lord of hosts.
At the wrath of the Lord of hosts.
In the day of his fierce anger.
In the day of his burning anger.
And it shall be as a crashed road.
And like the hunted gazelle, or like sheep that has that no man gathers. Yes.
And as sheep that no man taketh up.
Yes.
They shall every man turn into his own people.
Each foreign resident will turn and go back to his own people.
And flee everyone into his own land.
And each one will flee back to his land. You know, they will have to retreat. But all the soldiers will die. Yes? And not only the soldiers, so they are kings, they are commanding officers. That was talked about in Revelations. Is it 16 or 19 now? Yes?
Everyone that is found shall be trusted.
Anyone who is found will be pierced through. There's nothing like, I surrender, then they will take prisoners of war. No. If you still want to stand, you will die where you are standing. Yes?
And everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword.
And anyone who is captured will fall by the sword. It's utter ruin.
Their children also.
No. It's just 1 to 15. Sorry, just 6 to 15. Okay? Even though it still continues, but I don't have the time. Okay? Who is reading for us Isaiah 2, 10 to 11? Isaiah 2, 10 to 11.
Enter into the rock.
Yes.
And hide thee.
Yes.
In the dust. For fear of the Lord.
Go, gather among the rocks and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord.
And for the glory of his majesty.
And from the splendor of his majesty.
The lofty looks of man shall be humbled.
The proud look of man will be degraded on that day.
And the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down.
And the arrogance of men will be humbled.
And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.
And the Lord alone will be the one to be exalted on that day. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following me? I'm not yet talking of when he begins to rule, what this earthly reign will look like. I'm only talking about when he comes in. When he comes on the scene, what will happen? Amen. 18 to 21 now. That same verse, that same chapter rather. 18 to 21.
And the idols
they
shall utterly abolish.
Will completely vanish and be abolished.
And they shall go into.
They, the stricken, deprived of all in which they have trusted, will go into the caves of rocks and into the holes of the ground. Yes?
And into the caves of the earth.
Yes.
For fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty.
Fleeing from the terror and dread of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty.
When he arrives to shake the
When he arises to terrify the earth. Amen. Yes?
In that day, the man shall cast his idols of silver.
Men will throw away their molds and their baths, their idols of silver and their idols of gold.
And idols of gold.
Yes.
Which they made each one for himself to worship.
Which they made for themselves as objects to worship.
To the mold and to the bath.
To go into the caverns of the rocks and into the clefts of the rugged cliffs as they flee.
To go into the cleft of the rocks and into the tops of the great rocks for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty.
From the terror and dread of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty.
When he arises
to terrify the earth. Amen. We have just two more and then we'll be done. You see, sometimes it's good to read the Bible. Is it not good to read the Bible? So that you see it yourself. It won't be one person who said so. Jude 1:14-15.
And Enoch also.
The seventh from Adam.
Prophesied of these. Saying.
And this was what he said.
Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints.
Look, the Lord is coming with myriads of his holy ones. To execute judgment upon all.
And to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds.
Yes.
Which they have ungodly committed.
Yes.
And of all their hard speeches.
Yes.
Ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
Amen. There's no word, especially if they have not been forgiven. If they have not been forgiven by Christ and if their sins have not been washed, there's no word said anyhow against God that is not on record. A day of visitation is coming. Amen. There's still Isaiah 24:17-23. That's the one that we'll read next. Beginning from the end of that. Let me let you read first so that I wrap up this and then I return to what I'm supposed to continue teaching. Yes, who is reading Isaiah 24:17-23 for us?
Fear and the peace.
Yes.
And the snare.
Yes.
Are upon thee, O inhabitants of the earth.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass.
Yes.
That he who flees from the noise of the fair shall fall into the pit. And he that comes up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare.
Sorry, can you read it from Amplified so that it's simple terror enough to understand? Terror and pit
of destruction
and snare
confront you,
O inhabitants of the earth.
Then it will be that he who flees at the sound of terror,
the one that is running away at the sound of terror,
will fall into the pit. And he who comes up out of the pit,
the one that comes out from a pit,
will be caught in a trap. For the windows of heaven are opened.
Because the windows of heaven are opened.
And the foundations of the earth tremble. The earth is broken completely apart. The earth is split apart.
Yes.
The earth is shaking violently.
Yes.
The earth reels back and forth like a drunkard.
Yes. The earth reels back and forth like a drunkard.
And swept like a snake.
This is because Jesus. The Lord is coming, you know. The planet itself will be literally quaking. Yes?
Its transgression lies heavily upon it.
Can you see? Can you see why? Because its sins lies heavily upon it.
And it will fall and not rise again.
Yes?
So it will happen in that day.
That's what it will be like on that day.
The Lord will visit and punish the host.
When that day, when the Lord visits and punishes the host of the heavenly ones on high, that's what's in King James. Can you read it quickly before he will read again? That verse 21.
And it shall come to pass. In that day.
That the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones
that are on high.
And the kings of the earth. That are upon the earth. So read again now, verse 21.
So it will happen in that day.
It will happen in that day.
That the Lord will visit.
He will visit and punish
the hosts,
that is fallen angels
of heaven
on high.
And the kings of the earth on the earth.
22. They will be gathered together
as prisoners.
Are gathered in a dungeon.
They will be shut up in prison.
Who remembers? Revelation 20:1, where the Bible says, and an angel with a chain in his hand came and he took the dragon, that's Lucifer, and he chained him and he threw him into a pit, the bottomless pit. You are not done, no? Yes? With him is the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Yes?
And he laid hold on the dragon.
And he will lay hold on Satan.
The old serpent.
That old serpent.
Which is the devil.
Which is the devil.
And Satan.
And Satan.
And bound him 1,000 times.
And he will bind him and throw him into the bottomless pit. And they will even seal it so that nobody can open it for 1,000 years. So the first 1,000 years of Jesus' reign, Satan will be in prison. Read on. Verse 3 now. He will cast him into the bottomless pit.
And, shut him up.
And they will shut him up.
And, set a seal
and there will be a seal put over it.
That he should deceive the nation no more.
Such that none can remove the seal. Neither can he come out of that place. Until that 1,000 years.
And after that.
When Jesus has come. Then after that he will be released for just a little short time. So that he can go to where he belongs permanently forever. Sorry? Of course, no. No, but the bottomless pit is not hellfire. It's a prison for demons and some certain fallen angels. There's still another prison that is called Tartarus for some specific very, very violent angels. They are not just in that prison. They are chained in that prison in utter darkness. They are the ones that slept with human women and gave birth to giants in Genesis chapter 6. There are some of them, they are so horrible that they cannot be allowed to even come on the earth. They are that some of them are, they are more devilish than devil himself. So they can't be allowed to roam free. Some of them are chained under River Euphrates in Iraq. They'll be released during the tribulation period. And in just a space of very short time, they will kill 1/3 of the earth. See, it pains me when these things are not taught such that people can then decide, do I want to face all of these horrors or not? And the pastor is perpetually on social media. I don't get it. Yes, you are finishing that place in verse.
And after many days,
yes,
he will be visited and punished.
After many days. After they have been shut up in prison, they will now be visited and punished.
Then the full moon will be embarrassed.
Then the full moon. You know when they say there's full moon? You know, those days of full moon is when everywhere is so bright in the night. But the full moon will be embarrassed.
And the sun ashamed.
And sunlight will be ashamed.
For the Lord of hosts will reign on the mount
Zion. When they see the glory of the Lord.
And in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And glory and brilliancy yeah. shall
yes.
before his elders.
Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So, let me say this very quickly and then I go back. Beginning from the end of the day the Lord Jesus returns to this earth at the Battle of Armageddon with his saints, there will be no more darkness that depicts the end of day. Instead, night will be 12 p.m. in the night will be like 12 p.m. in the afternoon, and day will be like the light of 7 days condensed into one. In other words, the moon will be like the sun, and the sun itself will now become 7 times brighter. But not heat, not ozone layer, and all of those drama, they change. Even calendar itself will change. Amen. So it will no longer be AD, Anno Domini, which is in the year of our Lord. I don't know what it will be at that time. But calendar will end. So that a new era has begun. The millennial reign of our Lord. That's the first 1,000 years, after which everything will now be changed. The whole earth will be renovated by fire, and the age of ages will come. Amen. Now, so I said it is an earthly reign. So you are saying why it's important for me to describe his coming. I don't just want to describe the reign without you understanding what will even his coming look like. Okay? Is it not amazing that the same Bible can talk about all of these things? Now, the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earthly reign of our Lord Jesus Christ, Zechariah 14 verse 5, Jude 1:14, Matthew 25:31-33, and Revelation 1 and verse 7. Now, because of time, we will read just two, you understand, out of these ones. At least you have known already that the Lord Jesus Christ has arrived. Abby? He has arrived upon the earth. And besides also, some of the scriptures that I would really, really like, we have read them, like Isaiah 2:2-4, that was talking about that men will no longer learn war. And that it will judge between nations, and that every nation will flow into, you understand? So it will be an earthly reign. Now, what will it look like? This kingdom, you remember that the Lord Jesus came with his saints, and he came with all the angels. Huh? So we'll go all over the earth and take possession of the entire kingdoms. Huh? And it will be so amazing. Because not only will there be saints and angels, you see, it will now gather all the human beings that remain, that survives the whole tribulation. Eh? And then this you can find in Matthew chapter 25 from verse 31 to verse 45. Okay? And then it will divide them into two. Some he will call sheep. The other ones he will call goats. So the goats, they will be sent into the lake of fire. But the sheep, he will allow to enter into his kingdom. Do you get it now? There will be people who treated Israel well during the whole tribulation period and all of that. And those who kept the saints also safe during those period. That, you know, of course, after the rapture, a lot of people will come born again. Because finally, it will dawn on them that this thing is real. And then they start looking for messages about, you know, things like this on what will happen for the next 7 years. Okay? And some, in fact, most of them will actually be killed. Do you understand? But some few of them might survive. Okay? But how they are treated and all of that, that is, I mean, the, you said what? Ah. Who told you there's no death? They will be beheaded. Most of it, during the tribulation, there's no time that death will have full market than during the tribulation. Yes. For people who want to escape the punishments that God is giving to them. But saints will be killed. But some other ones will be killed amongst these same people. It will be hailstones that will kill them. All manner of horrible types of death. But that suicide is what will be taken away. You understand? Not death. A lot of them are going to die. Okay? They will even say, let the rock fall upon us so that it can hide us from the wrath of God. You understand? They will want to hide from death, but they will look for death, but death will flee from them because he wants to make sure that they are tortured very well. But those who want to live right, who have missed the rapture, many of them will be captured and killed because they will not accept, because you will not be forced to accept the Antichrist. You may be tortured, but you won't be forced. I'm sure you understand. But they could tell you either this or we're going to behead you. So if you say, well, no problem, let me die, go and be with the Lord. You die, you go and be with the Lord. They will be part of the people that will return in the second coming. Okay? All right. So, like I said, it will be an earthly reign. But no more demons, no more Lucifer, no more all of those, no more wicked person. Yet, if somebody commits an offense, I'm talking about at the millennium reign now, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. If you commit an offense that is worthy of death, the person will be executed. It's a government now. It's a real government. It's not one spiritual, no. It's a real government. Okay? But human life will now be elongated. If anybody dies at 100 years old, you'll be like a child. And for the first time, Brother Busayo, since you asked yesterday, men will live up to a day before the Lord. Yes. Where else do people who commit an offense against God, and because they commit an offense, they are executed by the Lord Jesus Christ? Where would they go to? Me too, I'm asking you.
I thought those people that would be raptured would be more or less like angels.
What about the... Okay, he wasn't here yesterday. He was here, Nabi? Oh, no wonder. I think you should listen to the second message. To the message of yesterday. Huh? Somebody asked a question about the difference between natural men and glorified men. Do you understand? Glorified men are perfected. They are the rulers of the kingdom. But you see, all of these descriptions that I was given about how Jesus will come in with his saints. Some people will be on earth now. It's those people I'm talking about. Do you understand? So some of them, Shebe, I just said it now that they'll be gathered. Some will be like sheep, the other like goats. The people who have treated Israel badly, and the saints that at the time of the tribulation badly, they will go to the lake of fire. But the remaining will be allowed to enter the kingdom. I mean the millennial kingdom. That is still not the everlasting kingdom, because that will be for a 1,000 years. Okay? The purpose of the millennial kingdom is to begin the changes for this earth. Yeah? At the end of it, Lucifer will be released. It will show, you know, that the people now would have been given birth. You know, there's peace, there's no war. And when there's no war, what happens to human beings? There's food, there's everything. Everything is fine. Eh? They will be, you know, giving birth to children, then generations. By their 10th generation, that's the meaning. Lucifer will now be released from the bottomless pit. Then he'll go out again to deceive. That's the only thing he knows how to do. And you'll be sure that many will still follow him. Yeah. So when they now want to start their rebellion again, fire will fall from heaven, consume them. They just straight passport into hell and the rest of them. And then at that time, that's when the renovation of heaven and earth will also occur. Do you understand? And then the eternal state. This is, after that stuff, this is immediately before the white throne judgment. You know, the people that have been in hell now since the time of Cain, they'll be brought out. They'll be resurrected from their graves and all that. Those who are cremated, the elements will return their bodies back. They are joined to their spirit, and then they are sentenced to life imprisonment. Because they have committed treason against the king of the kingdom. Okay? Do you get that? Can you see the whole picture now? So after that, the whole earth will now be renovated by fire. Okay? And every trace of sin and evil burnt away, and everything will be renewed. At that time, there will be no more wild animals. In fact, the Bible says that the lion will become a herbivore. It will be eating straw, grass. That will be his food. Huh? In fact, a lion and a lamb will lie down together. Little children can put their hands inside the hole of poisonous or formerly poisonous snakes. Nothing like that anymore. Do you understand? Because the times have changed, and the earth, of course, the deserts will become fruitful. They'll become gardens. And there'll be no oceans, no. There'll be seas or small seas, but no more oceans. Where water is covering 2/3 of the earth, no. All of that space will be land. And there'll be springs of water everywhere to be beautiful. And that's what it will look like forever and ever. Okay? I'm sure you remember that at the time of the rapture, that's when the saints would have been judged. The judgment of the saint is not a judgment of whether they will lose their soul or not. No. If you have been raptured, you cannot lose your soul again. You understand? It's a judgment of reward. Judgment of what? To know where you will be placed in the eternal kingdom by the time the kingdom is starting. Particularly from the millennial kingdom into the eternal kingdom. That's what it's for. But the white throne judgment is for every sinner. Those ones, what they stand to lose is their soul. But they too will live forever. They will not die. In the age of ages, they will still be living and they will be in the prison of the kingdom, lake of fire. Have you ever seen a kingdom that has no prison? At our weary, they are living with normal people. No. There's where mad people are put. Is it not so? And incorrigible criminals. That's where they are kept. All right? So, an earthly reign. So, the kingdom of God is the earthly reign of our Lord Jesus Christ over a theocratic government. So, what's a theocratic government? That is a government that is established by God, where the person that is ruling is God, the ministers are the saints, and the administrators are also saints at different categories, and then angels also can walk hand in hand with them. Okay? So that's a theocracy. No more democracy, no more autocratic governments, no more monarchies, no. It's a theocracy. The government of God upon the earth. Imagine when, of course, some saints, what they'll be able to get is that they'll be local government chairman. It's good now, or even chancellor. Over words, you get. So, imagine when everybody in the strata of governance is holy. Can you imagine it? And imagine when they are glorified men. So, the administrators that will work with them are angels. And they will be seen. They will be everywhere. The people will see them. The people will build houses and live in them. They will keep their families. Those who want to farm will farm. Whatever work they want to do, they will do them. It's just normal life, except that there's no sin. And there's no greed. There's no. Not all of those things have gone forever. Okay? Now, the capital of this city. Sorry, the capital of this kingdom is New Jerusalem. Brother Busayo, please, you make this thing available on the platform, okay? This note, because there are some parts I need to skip, okay? Okay. So this one that I just finished explaining now will be inside what will be sent, okay, about the theocratic government. The capital city of this kingdom will be New Jerusalem. That's that holy city that comes from heaven, okay? Into the earth. And it will be a reign that will be extended to all the earth and to the entire universe. And it will be in fulfillment of the covenant that God had with Abraham and that God also had with David. Okay? So like I said, they will put it on the they'll put this note on the Reformation platform WhatsApp group. Or the platform. Okay, so you see it there. I'll just talk briefly because I have about 10 minutes left. Okay? I'll just talk briefly on New Jerusalem. Amen. Of course, all of these things that I've talked about so far, you can get all of it in a book that we have. It's on our website and it is free. Okay? So you can download it. The title of the book is Unveiling the Coming Kingdom. All of these things I'm talking about, everything is inside that book. Okay? It's like a Bible study book where all of these things are dealt with. Okay? Now, New Jerusalem, unlike the other cities on the earth, where there'll be night and day. You know, I said that around this time, around 12 o'clock, will be night. Yeah. But New Jerusalem, Bible said that there will be no night there. Because the people who will be living there, the saints, they don't need to rest from vigor. They are perfected. Amen. So the cities of the gates of the city will be left open day and night forever and ever. And the human nations can enter in. We'll look at it briefly as we are going to be closing and praying from Revelation 21. Just a little description of what New Jerusalem will look like. Revelation 21. Are you there? Okay. I want you to begin to read from verse 9.
Then came one of the seven angels.
Yes.
Who had the seven bowls.
Yes.
Two of the seven last plagues.
Yes. Last plagues.
As spoke to me.
Yes.
Saying, come, I will show you the bride.
Yes.
The wife of the Lamb.
Yes.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain.
Yes.
And showed me the holy city, Jerusalem.
Yes.
Coming down out of heaven, God, having the glory of God, its residence, like the most royal jewel.
Its brilliance. The brilliance of it resembled a rare and very precious jewel.
Like jasper.
Clear as crystal. Shining and clear as crystal.
It had a great high wall.
It had a massive and high wall.
With 12 gates.
With 12 large gates.
And at the gate, 12 angels on the gate, the name of the 12 tribes.
And at each of the gates are 12 angels.
And on the gates, the names of the
12 tribes. And on each of the gates, for instance, you can say Judah Gate. Do you understand? Asher Gate, Benjamin Gate, stuff like that.
Yeah, inscribed.
The names of those sons of Jacob were inscribed on each of the gates of New Jerusalem.
On the north.
On each of, you know, the city is like a cube. You know, I said a pyramid. But because of its walls are like a cube. That means the length and the width are the same. On each side will be three gates.
Three gates on the south.
Yes.
Three gates on the west. On the west, three gates.
Yes.
And the wall of the city had 12 foundations.
The wall of the city, the foundation stones, there are 12 foundations, and each foundation stone is a precious stone.
And on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
And on the foundation stones will be the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Of course, I know you know that Judas's name is not there. It's Judas' name. That's what he took. That's what he exchanged for 30 pieces of silver. He didn't even wait to spend that one.
And the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls.
Yes.
The city's lies 4 square.
Yes.
Its length the same as its width.
Yes.
And he measured the city with his rod.
Yes.
12,000 stadium.
Yes.
Its length and width and height are equal.
Hold on. That means each measurement of the walls is 1,000. It's about 1,400 miles long. Like that again. 1,400 miles long. 1,400 miles long. 1,400 miles long.
And also,
it's bigger than some of the biggest nations in the earth, and it's just a city.
He also measures its wall.
Yes.
144 cubits.
Its wall, yes?
By human measurement.
Its wall is about 200 feet high. You can't say you want to, you know, I hear some people say, ah, if God wants to throw me to hell, he will just, when he throws me angrily, I will just go over hell. And then I will just jump inside heaven. Nobody can jump 200 feet high. And if God wants to throw you, God does not make mistake. It's true. You know, people deceive themselves all manner of things. Can you imagine a city 200 feet high? What is the size of the height of most of these skyscrapers? Huh? Is it not around that kind of thing? 200 feet high. Yes?
Which is also an angel's measurement.
Yes.
The wall was built on jasper.
The wall was built with jasper stone. That 1,400 miles long. Can you imagine? Of course, there's not enough jasper on the earth to build that kind of building. Yes?
Why the city was pure gold?
The city itself is built with transparent gold, like glass.
Like glass.
Imagine it, the mansions. And it is not sand and cement. It is pure gold. Ah. Ah, I don't have a plan B. That's my only plan. I must enter the issue. I must enter, yes?
Like clear glass.
Yes.
The foundation of the walls of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel.
The foundation stone were adorned with every kind of precious stone. So each foundation stone, 1,400 miles long, like that. It's each different layer. Which one is the first one?
The first one was jasper.
The first one that's under the ground that we can't even see, jasper.
The second is sapphire.
The second is sapphire.
And the third, agate.
The third is chalcedony or chalcedony, yes?
The fourth, emerald.
The fourth foundation stone is emerald. The fifth is sardonyx.
The sixth, carnelian.
The sixth is sardius.
The seventh, chrysolite.
The seventh is chrysolite, that is yellow topaz.
The eighth, beryl.
The eighth special stone is beryl.
The ninth, topaz.
The ninth one is topaz itself.
The tenth, chrysoprase.
Chrysoprase. The 11th.
The 11th, jacinth.
The 11th, it's jacinth stone.
The 12th, amethyst.
And the 12th stone is amethyst. Yes?
And the 12th gates, we are 12 pearls.
Can you imagine? The gates are pearls. The walls are jasper. So imagine when a visitor is coming to see that city. You know it will be gleaming in the sun. Yes?
Each of the gates made of single pearls.
Each of the gates made of a single pearl.
And the street of the city was pure gold.
And the street of the city was 12.
Pure gold.
Was pure gold.
Like transparent glass.
Like transparent glass. Imagine, even what was used to tar the streets was pure gold.
And I saw no temple in the city.
Yes.
For its temple is the Lord, the Almighty, and the Lamb.
Yes, because the Lord himself is there. So if you are looking for where to go and worship, come and see him. Okay. Amen. Yes?
And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it.
The city doesn't need sun or moon. That's why there's no night there. Yes?
For the glory of God gives it light.
Because the glory, the splendor and radiance of God has illumined it, and the lamp is its lamp and light.
And its lamp is the lamp.
Yes.
By its light will the nation walk, and the kings of the earth.
That is, the nations, the redeemed people from the earth, will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring into it their glory.
and its gates will never be shut by day.
By day, for there will be no night there, its gate will never be closed in fear of evil.
They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nation.
Yes.
But nothing unclean,
will ever enter into it.
Nor anyone who does nothing. What is this table of all force, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Nobody will enter into it who practice abominations, detestable, morally repugnant things, and lying, but only those who will be admitted are those whose names have been written in the Lamb's book of life. So, I'm sure I've shown you what the kingdom of God is, right? But like I said, the material, the study note will be sent to the group so that you can study on it yourself. Okay? When we come tomorrow, we'll be looking at this gospel of the kingdom. The Lord Jesus said will be preached in all the nations. We'll be looking at it will be preached in all the nations. And afterwards, what will happen? That will be the end. Really, after one has preached this gospel of all of these descriptions, I think once it has been, and it will be preached only as a witness. That means, if you like, accept. If you like, don't accept. But you will not say they didn't tell you. But now people can claim, nobody told us this, right or wrong. So who will preach it? And all of that, those are the details we'll be looking at tomorrow. As we are going to pray, we will stand up now. If there are questions, you will ask, but let us pray first. We take the song, Jerusalem on High. I know it's a hymn, I'm just saying the chorus, okay, because of time. And then we will pray. Jerusalem on high, my song that city is, my home when I die. Is it there? Oh, interesting. Oh, happy day. Where shall I be, my God, with thee, to see thy face? Oh, happy day, where shall I be, my God, with thee, to see thy face? I want us to pray. Nobody can keep you out of the kingdom of God except you. Not even Satan. And nobody can bring you in except you. You are the only one who can decide, I'm going to go in. And you are the one that can decide, I want to reject it. I want you to talk to God. He has presented to you what he has to offer to you. The gospel is the good news that man can now be admitted into this kingdom. Not only as a citizen, but as part of the people that will rule the city and will rule the kingdom. That's what God is offering to you. I want you to tell him your response in your own prayer. I will not even tell you what to pray. But I want you to pray and talk to the Lord. Will you use a mere 90, 100 years, 80 years, 70 years to spoil your eternal life? Because you want what to eat, what to drink for just a period of not more than a century. Do you want it to spoil your eternal future? Do you want it to spoil your chances at being honored by God by receiving what he has promised? I want you to talk to him. Let the Lord make this lesson that you have learned today a reality in your life. Something that goes with you everywhere. Let the Lord make it a reality in your life. Something that goes with you everywhere. Something you can keep going back to. You keep looking at. Ask for help. Ask for grace. Even in the name of Jesus. Ask for grace to live a ready life. Ask for help that the Lord will help you to live for Him. Ask for help that you will be one who agrees with God. You will not be one who opposes God with your life. Ask for help in the name of Jesus. Ask for help that you will go back and study these things and search through the Bible so that it will become your own. It won't be what somebody taught you. I've told you that on the website, you have the book there. Go and download it for free. And study it. Study it until it is your own. Then nobody can deceive you again. Nobody can offer you anything better than the best that God is offering to you. And He's saying it's already your own. Just come in and take it. The Spirit and the Bride says, come. Ask for help. Ask that the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. Ask that this lively hope will be what you live for. Even in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about a transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, please contact us on 0814-0399-782, 0818-7282-363, 0803-3483-058, or visit our website at www.reformationplatform.com. God bless you.